Everybody, well, tonight is our Creation Lightship healing show. The date today is 6/21/2017, and this, I believe, is the longest day that we have here for the year, or it was yesterday, but it's close, so here we go. Let's clear that energy away, just in case you're having difficulties with the longest day of the year. Here we go. So let's release the energies from you for this day. It could go on in your past, too, but here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we will now bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to energize those so you can feel some peace energy. And here we go. Peace energy coming your way. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, that's pretty good. And next, let's clear away a situation that you could be dealing with here. Yes, if you have a situation, you're dealing with it, hopefully. So here we go. Let's release that from you. So think of a physical or emotional energy that happened to come your way that you are connected to. And we could have found you, and maybe it's been going on with you for a while. But let's see if we can help you out with that. So releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that looks good to me. So we'll bring our co-host on, Michelle. And I know we got a lot of people commenting, have questions, et cetera. So we'll just be hitting those right off the bat here. So let's bring it over to Michelle. Are you out there, Michelle?
Well, yes, I am here, Ron. And welcome to everybody out there in the world. And, yeah, welcome to Creation Lightship if you're new. And if you're back again, listening for years, I know I am. I always listen to all the shows as well. And I always find something very interesting and new. And we have a lot of great questions in here. So I'll just start. I always find more information whenever Ron answers a question. So this one is actually from a new listener, Ron. And it says, I am new to your work. And I have just bought the emotional body clearing for my mother and myself. Am I able to switch on the clearing and in the meantime watch you talking on one of your radio shows such as YouTube or go out into the garden to do some garden work?
Yeah, you could do that. Yes, I see nothing wrong with that. No, that sounds fine.
Okay. And then it says, oh, well, the second part of the question is, or do I have to sit and watch the healing screen? So that may depend on whether or not it's the first time you've done it or if you're running it for minutes on end for a specific issue. Do you want to explain the difference?
If you're doing something that's really personal and has a lot of energy on it, like the dead barcode or something, you probably want to be, you know, in front of your screen. You know, if you're just doing, like, some of the pre-clearings and, you know, you're taking off, like, the alien head connectors off you, you may not have to be, you know, in front of your monitor screen, but I would say you need to be for a more serious ones, like your whole lifetime clearings and, you know, clearings that you may have to switch the screen on, off, and on to go into another section. But, you know, you could be listening to the radio show like we're on right now and still have a clearing running. That would be perfectly fine also. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then it also says, also, if I am an alien, and I think I am, but wish to ascend to the light, will all of your healings work for me, including the spirit barcode removal, et cetera?
Yes, they will work, yeah, uh-huh. You should have a spirit in you then, even if you are alien. So, yeah, there's no problem with that. I would say that would be a yes answer for that. There's a lot of aliens that do come to me, find me, because they have, you know, situations going on and they need to have them resolved if they can, and they might be able to shed some light their way and help them out. So, yes, there's no problem with that. Back to you.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So, okay. I'm really glad, listener, that you got the emotional healings for you and your mom. It's going to be very nice. It's, you know, different for everybody, your experience, but it's, I would say, generally a positive experience for everyone that does it. So that's fantastic. Okay, so this one says, there has been a little back and forth talking, so I'll just read the last one. It's about some logistics, so about paying for the call, so that's been taken care of. But it says they have just purchased their fear clearing, which is great. Again, I want to say congratulations. That is a fantastic clearing. Communicating is still an issue. So they've purchased their fear clearing, but communicating is still an issue. So, and then they just kind of go on to say, they're talking a little bit more about buying for the conference calls and things like that. So I kind of just wanted to touch on that one, because the fear clearing is so important. I've done it, and I've mentioned it to people, and a lot of times people go, oh, well, I don't have that problem. You know, that's not really a problem for me. But then if that they continue doing it, like they just do it anyway because they figure they need it or they listen to a radio show, then you always hear them go, oh, wow, you know, I'm really glad I did that. I really did need it, and I didn't even know how much I needed it. Okay, so this one is about timeline crashing. It says, could you please explain sideways and invisible with an example?
Oh, boy. Okay. So on the timeline crashes, we basically have three different types. We have the regular timeline. And I haven't talked much about the sideways one, but we have the regular one, we have the upside down, and the tangent. Okay, the sideways one is where the aliens are probably taking you off planet somewhere else. And they're doing timeline crashes on you there, and it doesn't relate to this one. That gets to be a little disconcerting. I don't talk about it that much because there's really no remedy for it. I only normally talk about things where you can help yourself with something most of the time, okay? So if there's no remedy, I don't like to talk about situations because, you know, it's like going to a psychic reader, you know, and we'll say you're going to want to get information and they give you all this bad news about what could happen to you in your life, maybe, and you leave them feeling like hopeless, and it didn't really do you any good, except you're a little more aware of something. So I only like to bring things up that is more, even though it could be a negative event that I talk about, you know, we normally have remedies for that if you choose to want to remedy the situation and get yourself out of it. That's why we have so many of the whole lifetime clearings. So I guess back to you.
Okay. So, I don't know if what the examples would be. I guess those separate things were just things that you had seen different timelines be on. It's kind of hard to pinpoint them. But I know that there are seven separate different types of crashes that you can do, and the sideways is just one of them. And so I don't know. I just do them. It does seem to clear things up as complete as they can possibly be. So just helpful to write it next to your name or in the little box. Okay. So this next one, Ron is wondering, if you had a crystal from another country, And you use that crystal to timeline crash the country of origin, like vortexes and things that had to do with that country. Would that work?
Wait a minute. Are you, you're using the crystal to do that?
Yeah. I think to connect to the energy of that country.
Okay, so we'll say that you bought a crystal that was from, I guess we could just say, we'll just say South America someplace. Okay? Now, what does that actually mean? It's going to have the energy from that country and possibly the people that handled the crystal. And, you know, I would just strictly just cleanse it. You could put it underneath water for probably 15 seconds. You know, a minute would be, you know, a whole lot. 15 seconds typically will clear them. Doesn't have to be any kind of special water. And you don't have to put it out at midnight and have the moon do anything with it. People have all these weird things that they do. Just wash it. It's like yourself, you know. Just put it underwater and wash it, and it'll be neutralized. And that's all you really need to worry about. And it will take away the programming, in a sense, that's around it or on it from other people. And then it's cleared off for you. So that's how I would, you know, deal with the crystal that I received. And it doesn't matter where it came from. It will have the energy of the people on it regardless. So back to you.
Well, because it does have the energy, would you be able to timeline crash issues in that country by using the crystal? Like, I think they mean as opposed to putting their photo in front of the computer screen, but using the crystal as, you know, light beings connect to this crystal and help the country. I'm not sure if that's what they mean.
No, timeline crashing is just for you and your proximity of where you are.
Okay.
As far as trying to deal with, we'll say that there's a something going on in some country, okay? And we'll use the word South America again. And so you got a crystal from, we'll just say Brazil. They have crystals there. So we'll say that all of a sudden you hear about a riot going in Brazil or something like that, and you now want to take the crystal that's from Brazil and use that as the medium to do timeline crashes for the people of Brazil. Number one, it won't work because I'm not willing myself to run the energy for, you know, millions of people in Brazil because they have a situation going on. If one person from Brazil came on, they said, I want to help myself out in this situation, then the one person would have help. As far as doing things to many, many people or a country, no. That energy I won't even accept coming through me. So you have to look at it. When I do clearings on people, just like we're doing on BBS, I'm a little different than the people listening, but I could ask you out there, everybody's listening, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, can you clear, a 1,000 people from, having something wrong with them, I could guarantee you you'd probably be dropped dead instantly by doing that. And again, another way to look at it is how many life units are you giving away from yourself, contaminating your spirit? Remember, your spirit has life units in it. So the more corrupt your body is, the more corrupted your spirit is, and that's taken away its life force energy. That's why we have clearings to clear, you know, your spirit, and also that gets cleared when you do the whole lifetime clearings and many other clearings. So if you don't, you know, do the clearings, you are giving away, regardless if you charge money or it's free, like if, you know, you happen to want to, you thought your path was to go out and do a lot of healings on people, you're giving away your life units. How many life units do you have? Okay? And how soon are you, in a sense, going to drop dead because you did all these free clearings on people? Or maybe you charged $100 a clearing, you know? And the clearing only took you 1 minute to do. and you have a really large bank account because you did all these clearings. Well, how many life units did that cost you? Is it worth having, you know, $10,000 or $50,000 in your bank account if you're dying? You know, I'm sure that you would be very happy to pay somebody that much money so you could live longer. Remember, whenever you touch somebody or give your energy away, they're taking from you, and you're giving them freely your life units. So how many life units do you have? I don't know. But we do know that people typically, you know, start to have the dying process probably between 60 and 80, you know. And you could live longer or you could even live less. But, you know, you only have so many life units. And that's because your body gets contaminated. The nice thing when you go to the website and you start doing clearings, you take away that negative energy that took away your life units, and now you start to rejuvenate yourself because you're not contaminated. So hopefully you understand that. So starting over again, no, I will not clear a country or even a state or a city for energy, okay? I don't do that. I work one-on-one with the people who come to me requesting or wanting something done, like on the website, for instance, or at the expos that I go to, and that's how I work with people. I'm not here to save the planet, in a sense, or to save people. So back to you.
Okay. All right, very good. Speaking of that, I'm not sure if this is too vague or not, but someone is wondering if we could do some type of a healing or a clearing for Civil War energy.
Okay, let me check here. That's in the past, so I'll work with the past energy. Here we go. So releasing the energies from the past. And if you're connected to a relative in the Civil War, we can do that here. So here we go. Releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. How does that feel to you, Michelle?
Well, good. I think that I am connected to it. I've probably been on this in this country for a long time, so. Yeah, those ones are always really good. You've done them before, and I'm always, like, so glad. So thank you very much. Yeah, I think that a lot of people still feel stuck from that war, so hopefully that helps people who still have that connection. So that will work on the archive for three times?
Yes, it will, yeah. So I don't know, if we're talking about Civil War, is there anything that maybe the person who wrote is listening, anything happening today? In fact, maybe we can get some information from people for today's date, you know, the 21st of June, anything go on with the Civil War then? That would be a, you know, a situation happening. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, let us know if somebody wants to write in. Okay, let's see here. This one, you've kind of touched on this before, but it's probably maybe a couple years back in the archives. Somebody's trying to sell their mother's home. They've been trying for 18 months, so over a year now, and it's been kind of difficult. They've had to get lawyers involved. The government is making claims. And something's always happening, so they're wondering what more clearings can they do. They haven't listed the clearings that they've done, but I do know that this person has been listening to the radio show for quite a long time, and I have a feeling they've done quite a few clearings. And I dealt with the same thing. I think I did the location clearing at one time. What else would you suggest?
That space location is one thing. Next one would be, does the house want you to sell it? Okay. That's another way to look at it. They want to do a clearing for that. Maybe you really don't want to sell the house, or maybe one of your relatives possibly don't want you to sell it, so they're interfering with you selling it by putting something on your psychic billboard. What's on the psychic billboard of your house? Nobody talk about people. You might check out your house's psychic billboard. You may have, the house could even have issues of abandonment. Remember, it's still, even though it's not eating food or drinking water, it's still living, okay? And so it can have issues like you have. Let's see. Do you really want to sell the house? Number, you know, that's another way to look at it. Or you're hoping to sell it. You need to release the house so that it can be sold. Does your neighbors want you to sell the house? There's a lot of issues there that you may not even realize. And those issues could bring forth situations from other people on your house. Have you done, as you've been trying for quite a while, have you done over 10,000 timeline crashes on selling your house? I don't know. Most people, we have people who have done lots of timeline crashes like that, so I won't say most people, but a lot of people think that because source energy is working with you, you could just do 50 of these and it's going to work. Well, you have to release the darkness. It may take more than 50, so that's why I said you may want to do 10,000 timeline crashes. A lot of people don't understand how timeline crashes work and how many timelines you're on. Does a real estate person want you to sell the house, okay? So there's a lot of involvement there. Maybe they just don't like your house, so they don't want to bring anybody over. So anyway, I'm just trying to give you some ideas here on what to do. And it's it gets to be very difficult at times, but you do have to have the house released from you. Okay? And I heard the word government involved there. I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe it's maybe a government could mean that you have maybe a lien on your house or something, and that stands in the way of you selling it. I don't know. You know, all these things have energy, and behind them are people. So that's about maybe all that I can say. You know, I start off, you know, like I said, if you've done different things. Are they current? You know, if you did a space clearing, you know, 6 months ago, it's not going to be useful today. It happened 6 months ago when you did the clearing. The clearings don't work into the future. And that's kind of about all that I can say, but I would start doing the timeline crashes and see what's on the psychic billboard of the house. Maybe the house is in fear of being sold. Doesn't know who's going to be in the house, you know, who's going to inhabit that house, much like you, you know, the listeners. If you pick up an entity, is the entity, you're going to want to have an entity in your body? Your body doesn't want one. So it's probably a very big fear of entities coming in. But, you know, so is your house. Maybe your house doesn't want to have people. Maybe it's just like you. Maybe the house... kind of going a little sideways here, but maybe the house doesn't like children, okay? So it's afraid that maybe someone's going to move into the house with, you know, five children, and it doesn't want that. So anyway, it's just really weird way to look at it, and that's probably why it's not being sold, but I would do the timeline crashes. And also, whoever lived in the house before you, but also will be preventing it from being sold. So back to you.
Yep, because maybe they liked you and they wanted you to stay. Okay, great, thank you. I'm sure that'll help. And then once all those clearings are done, you know, you just be patient for a little while and it'll go eventually. Okay, This says, that was a nice comment from your London show, I'm sorry, from your London friend Saturday night. Point number one, my husband sometimes listens to the show, and when you read her email about her friends and family knowing what she is doing and thinking she is bonkers, my husband laughed. He is a bystander right now, so that was a cute reaction from him. And point number two, it says, I can appreciate your comment about not having anyone to talk about this. For me, this is not the case, and quite frankly, it would be difficult. My sister and I found Ron at the same time. My sister has tons of light and dark experiences, and when finding out about Ron, knew immediately that this is it and there is no turning back. There was a time when I was avoiding talking to her for years. Now I can't talk to her enough. It has been more than a blessing to find Ron. Carry on, everyone. That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yes, that's really good. You're lucky to have somebody to talk to you about it because, you know, it's basically just this. I live in a place where I don't think too many people really get it. So,
I have people asking me, say, Ron, when are you going to write your book? I look at them, yeah, like when, you know? So, you know, my book is on PBS Radio and all the, you know, all the different archives that I have. So my book is the archives, and I have other, you know, radio stations too, but the main one, you know, is PBS Radio, and so is, you know, the one on CTR. And they're actually formatted, so if you wanted to listen to a certain topic, that's the way you go is the CTR one if you're curious. But, and, you know, the gentleman there is gracious enough to, you know, give us the archives and stuff. So, but anyway, from there, everything that I have that I've done is on PBS Radio. That's my book. So, decide what chapter you want to listen to. Go back to you.
Nice. Okay, so let me just get back here. So let me just say, because I know we're into the show a little bit, so hopefully everybody who is going to be listening tonight is on. We do have a special call coming up this weekend. That's on Saturday. And the official time of the start of that call is 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that means Central Time, it's going to be 3 o'clock. Eastern Time, it's going to be 4 o'clock. And everyone knows how to get on that. I believe it's a $50 donation. It's for the organ rejuvenation, always an amazing call. And I can't be the only one who needs it, and I definitely need it. So I will be there, and hope other people will join me. And the other interesting thing about today is the longest day. So if things are mildly strange, that could be a reason. So does that mean it's like the most sunlight? Is that what that is?
I believe so, yes. Uh-huh. The longest, yeah, we have the longest sunlight, correct.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could probably go without the longest sunlight. I'm going to bed soon, so... not really interested in the length of the sunlight, but I wonder if that would really affect our energies. I feel like I'm seeing that. It's just hard to say, you know, how it is occurring or what a person could do about it.
Timeline crash, because you may have something going on maybe the year before or something. So I would do timeline crashing if you have a situation with the particular day itself. Well, back to you.
Right. So June 21st. Yes, good point. Something may have been occurring at that time. Okay. Somebody says, plants. What about plant spirit healers? Are they useful?
What kind of healer? What was that? Did you say plant?
Plants. Different plants.
Plants. Yeah. You know, That's a hard one for me to answer. If you're talking about something maybe like having aloe vera or something from a cactus, and that's doing energy work just by its own makeup helping you, is that what they're talking about?
Well, I'm not sure if they're talking, because every plant does have a healing type of quality. There's so many different things, but maybe they mean like, yeah, that or the spirit. So I guess the qualities that you could think about, maybe an herbalist would know, would be more like physical. But I feel like they're asking if there's like a spiritual energy that the plant could heal.
I don't think so, because the energy comes from the earth. So all trees and plants will have that. So I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that question. You know, everything, you know, dirt even has energy that could probably help you, you know. So, you know, it's earth energy. And if it still contains source energy with it and it's not contaminated, like an oil spill or something, then it would probably be fine. But, you know, it doesn't really relate to our show, I don't think. So we'll just go on, Michelle.
Okay. All right. So this is a really cool question. If I take a dog on the Saturday night light ship, how does it get healed? Because it can't talk about its ailment.
Oh, boy. Dogs do talk, and so do cats and birds and everything else. They all communicate. So on the light ship, they are in complete communication, just as you are, with the light being.
Oh, good. So we don't have to ask for them, like, hey, light beings, my cat has this problem. The cat can deal directly with them?
Yep. All the time.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's really good to know.
Want to do something, you can. You know, we'll just say that maybe your dog has a hip problem or something. Well, it would be very obvious to the light beings as they compare one of the hips. But you could put a little note around their neck if you wanted to and say, light beings, please help my dog, Fido, you know, left hip. You could do that. And, you know, that would be fine. But as far as everything else, everything is, you know, does communicate with the light beams. Back to you.
Okay, that is very, very good to know. And, yeah, we don't think about it because we're humans. And we think if something can't, you know, speak words, like I'm talking right now, that it can't communicate, but absolutely not true. And there are people who can speak to animals as well. And I think if you just tune in, just, you know, their gentleness tells you enough, hey, you know, be in the moment like I am. It's a great thing that animals teach on a regular basis. Okay, so this email is about the gray skies clearing. It says, thank you, Ron, for this clearing. I live in Louisiana. I have been running this clearing 24 hours the last 2 days with the tropical storm coming. We have had rain on and off with periods of sunshine, but nothing major at all. Thanks again.
Great. Very good. That's why you do clearings, like the gray sky clearing, because it can help the energies around you. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so this one says summer solstice, which is, I guess, today. It says, got on the show late. Did Ron clear the summer solstice? It is clear. Okay, great. And is the Earth in alignment?
I don't. I'm not always working with the old Earth, okay? Because the old Earth, I've worked with my whole life, and you know, been there, done that. So I'd like to take my energy that I'm going to be using toward helping people get into source energy, new Earth, that was created in March of this year, where it is physical, and that's where I want to put my energy. So as far as what's happening to this earth. You know, we had to do a battle, of, I guess, two nights ago with the Galactic Federation trying to come in and take over, I guess. But other than that, I'm in a sense, divorcing myself from the earth. There's no more earth spirit here that is recognizable from source energy. There may be some, you know, space holders in, but, you know, the earth now, my jurisdiction now is going into the earth where you go to, where you're in the present moment. And then you share your physical experience with your spirit energy on the new earth. So that's how I would probably state that. As far as if this earth is crooked or sideways, let the darkness take it. There's no more source energy that share. I am helping out the animals and the forest and trees and things like that, so they won't be harmed. But other than that, the light energy that was here is, if it hasn't been taken away, it will be at some point, because the darkness has contaminated it, and it doesn't need to suffer any longer. Those spirit energies, that sphere of light, there's no more suffering that I want to see happening here. So back to you.
Is that going to be okay for the people on the planet, or is it like we, like listeners, we are already on the new earth, so it won't really affect us?
Well, you should be working yourself and moving into the now energy, okay? And the now energy would be from, you know, when you're in the energy and you do the mind to heart drop. So hopefully that got answered in the way that you like to have it answered. Because you see, everything is shifting into, you know, source energy. And it's up to you to join that. Source energy is not going to come to you and promote itself and tell you that you're making a mistake and that you're living in darkness. It doesn't do that. It's up to you to find your spirit energy and live with your spirit energy in the present moment. Remember, when you're not in the present moment, then you're in darkness. We've talked about that on, you know, many, many, many shows. And that's your choice of where you choose to live. So back to you.
Okay, good to know. And I'm not sure what this is, but it says, are there still timelines crashing? Felt some again today.
Very possibly, yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening. And the darkness is trying to converge all different types of timelines of similar situations into any timeline that they created. So they're trying to confuse you. So, you know, if you are living on those timelines, they will bring in many, many types of timelines that would converge and make you probably go crazy, actually, because you're going to start losing things. It's not going to feel right to you. You could look up in the sky one moment and see a nice-looking sky, and then you look maybe in an hour and you see a bunch of black or dark clouds up there, or you look up and you see alien ships, and you look again in a half an hour and there's nothing up there. That's what they're doing, is trying to confuse you and pull you sideways into different energies. And when you start tying into what's up there, then they have you also. So I guess you could say, oh, there's alien ships here. Well, yeah, there are, we'll say. And don't put that much energy into it. Just go, oop, they're here again, you know, or something. And then it turns out next they're going to probably want to switch the timeline on you to confuse you and bring in a beautiful sky, another illusion. And you go, oh, well, that's really a beautiful sky. Well, not much different than the alien sky with the ships before, because they created this picture for you to take you sideways. That's what's happening. They're all converging. They're crashing into each other. So it is true what you could say is timelines are being crashed into each other. And when they sort of crash, then they can fragment you because you're being kicked off of one timeline trying to go into another one. So you may feel yourself really weird because the timeline may no longer exist and you're on it. That's why you go to your computer and you start doing timeline crashes for having maybe a bad day, you know, or something like that. So back to you.
Okay, so this is very similar to that and also has to do with the very concise rundown that you gave just the other day. I believe it was a Friday or Saturday night show where somebody had a physical issue that they were dealing with. And you mentioned exactly how to clear it and heal it. And you always mentioned when it's a physical issue that it may take a significant amount of time because it took a significant amount of time to get the issue. So it's going to take a while to undo it. And by the time it's in the physical, it's been there for a while. So I believe all those directions are either on the Friday night show, possibly the Saturday night show. So the listener who wrote in about healing their spine may want to go back and listen to that. And I also want to add that, Ron, when you do the Sunday calls that anybody can buy like an entire month worth of calls. So it's three Sundays, one Saturday, and then they can also add an entire month of the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday calls, which deal with different aspects of those. And I know, Ron, you mentioned once that when we do a healing that we buy online, that will heal your energy body. But when we do work with you, people have said, oh, it feels really powerful when I'm on the phone, on a conference call. And you said that's because it really is working directly with your physical body or more strongly. And so I might suggest that to the person because then you can, Ron says, you know, you request your healing and you're talking directly to the light beings and wow, does that work. So did you want to talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Boy, I think you kind of said it all there, basically. I'd only be talking about what you mentioned. What I will say, since we live in duality here, it's going sideways. Since today is the longest day, we'll say, which means the longest light. Remember, what is that drawing in duality? Okay, the law of cause and effect. You're dealing now with the opposite of that, which would be in December, so 6 months from now. So that means that you could be living, having the longest day, and also when the night comes, since typically it would be in December, we'll say on the 21st, okay, maybe give or take a day, you could be looking at having the longest night right now because you're dealing with both ends of the scale. So you could be drawing to yourself the opposite of what you have right now, we'll say, or as the pendulum swings, right now you're in summer, and the opposite of that would be winter, we'll say, where everything is the exact opposite. So you could find your body swinging between these two things to seek balance. So you could have the shortest night tonight, or you could have the longest night tonight if you're trying to balance out. You may wonder why you have a hard time, you know, maybe staying asleep because you're living actually in the future or from last year, you know, 6 months ahead. So you might want to look at that. That could be a very interesting topic to look at, you know, because you're at the time when the Earth does its major things right now. Plus, there's a lot of ceremonies going on with the New Agers out there, we'll call it. And what are they bringing in by doing their rituals and ceremonies and their prayer circles and their pentagrams and whatever they're doing out there, lighting their candles and rituals and chanting? And, you know, is that going to affect you? Number one, do you live in an area where they're doing it? If you are, you might want to do timeline crashing on yourself so that you could be in the present moment and stay there. So you're not taken sideways if somebody's trying to do a prayer, you know, to capture the whole town. I would imagine where I am here, it's very powerful. And also another place that people do stuff in the States is Sedona. So they're probably having their rituals there done too. And that's Alien Central there also. And so just be very careful and try to stay peaceful and not get tied up into somebody else's reality that they're forcing on you by doing their rituals and prayers and chanting and bringing the area that you live in into their matrix. So back to you.
Okay, right on. So, Truya, I heard that years ago that Sedona is Alien Central, so just keep doing the mind-to-heart drop if you live around there. Okay, let's see. This says the info on the CLS page is not correct. That's and what we're referring to is the time of the start for the call this Saturday. So I just said previously that it is going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's 1 o'clock California time. And so that is the official time, and I'm pretty sure that most people listen to the shows, and then they also get on these calls. So if there's anyone that you know that is not clear on that, please pass on the information to them. And we will, of course, speak about this again on Friday, just to make sure everyone's clear about the time. Okay, this one says, can I run simultaneous clearings on my two cats and husband doing the same clearing?
Okay. That's a good question. Normally a clearing is for an issue. Okay. So if you're just, you know, if the issue is the same, then yes. If it's not the same issue, then probably no. Now, it sounds like they're doing a clearing. They didn't know what kind of clearing it would be. So what would work, okay, is let's just say that your husband got scratched by your cat, and now there's an infection there. So you could do a clearing, you know, for the cat and for your husband, because the issue is that the cat and your husband had an involvement. And so they've both been relating, you know, to each other. If you're doing an emotional clearing, like a whole lifetime one, on your husband, then, yeah, you could also do the cat with it. That would only, you know, how old is the cat, you know, not very long, and that shouldn't make that much of a difference. But typically, I would suggest getting another monitor screen and keeping the people separate. Now, you could do other clearings for your husband with the same issue, okay? But typically, I'd probably keep them separate, you know, with the pets and animals and your husband. So, back to you.
Okay. I just looked, and the person actually wrote before that question, they did clarify that they are doing a healing for bites and stings. So it might be it's happening to them and their husband and their animals. So that's why they're wondering if they can do them all together all at once for bites.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what I understand what's being talked about here is, we'll say the cat has fleas, okay? And the fleas now are jumping onto your husband and biting him, and now the fleas are also biting the cat. So the issue is the fleas. And you have two people, two, you know, animal and a pet, we'll say, and your husband being affected by the fleas. So, yeah, you could do it that way, yes. Uh-huh. You could do the bite and sting clearing, but you still want to put two windows up. You don't want to put your husband's name and, you know, your cat, you know, whatever you know, kitty cat there with it. No, you don't do it that way. You want to have a separate window up. So back to you.
Okay. All right, good. This one says, I know Ron activates water for the Sunday calls. I actually believe that you do that on Saturday calls, the one Saturday call for each month. But I'll carry on. It says, this past Sunday, however, I didn't hear him say specifically that the water activation will last all week. Does it last all week?
No, the Sunday call is only water for that particular day that we're on the call. Okay? So there's no weekly water on the Sunday call. That's only on that first Saturday. And you can also, if you wish, have weekly water done on the Wednesday call. But the Saturday call, which is only once a month, we do 1 week of water with that call. The Sunday call is only water that's used for getting rid of alien critters and drinking water during the call. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. This one says, I recently purchased the ET Underground Industrial Complex clearing. Could you kindly explain how this clearing would help us?
It gets very complicated quickly. Just to make it very simple, let's say that somehow you were abducted to that facility, and there's many, many of these facilities, okay? And you're down there, maybe you're even physically working there and you don't even know it, because they can stop time and bring you places. Let's just say that, forgetting that part, let's just say that you got abducted and they're experimenting with you on some type of military project that's, being spearheaded by the alien. And you find yourself feeling kind of strange, different times. Maybe they're giving you some type of shots of poisoning or whatever, and you just feel different. Maybe you have glimpses of being in an underground room or something, or the air is kind of funky. So you're going to be drawn to that clearing because more than likely you have been there. So now you have the clearing up, so you could just start clearing yourself for whatever's on that clearing. You may want to even maybe write in something about what you pick up during the clearing. You want to run it more than one time. You could probably run the clearing maybe three times because you may have more information coming. And I do believe it has an unlimited version after that. But remember, as you start clearing off energies and the densities of darkness off of you, you start being able to see much more around you. So it's like your eyesight gets better and or your intuition gets unblocked because you had programs on you not allowing you to be able to look at more of the truth, okay? Oh, and your mind gets uncorrupted. Put it that way, making it a little simpler. So if your mind energy was 100% uncorrupted and it had nothing wrong with it, then you wouldn't have any mind energy because there'd be no hooks there. And the mind energy, if you were in that situation, would look like source energy because the dark side created mind energy after source energy. You put a different label on it. Instead of heart energy, they labeled it mind energy. So as you start clearing off yourself with these alien negativity stuff going on in your life, you get rid of the implants, you get rid of the tracking devices, which is what's probably on you from these, the underground bases, facilities of the alien, and, with their military and the complex there to cause problems with people. Remember, they have to experiment with you someplace, okay? And most of these places are in the underground, where they have tunnels going here and there. So you could go into one underground location and maybe in a couple hours be across the world in another one as they transport you through these high-speed underground railway, we'll just call it, making it simple, tunnels. So that's the way it works. So if you're drawn to that clearing, chances are you've been there and done that, and you want to get the stuff off of you. That's why I put it up on the website. They're not necessarily going to work with you on the surface, because a lot of the aliens cannot breathe the air on the surface. They can only breathe the air underground with their own particular type of oxygen. You may wake up some night and feel like you had a mask on your face, because you're in some underground alien facility, tunnel, and they're doing work on you, but they had to put a face mask on you, maybe with an oxygen tank, so you could actually live, where they could breathe normally, but you could not. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Great. Good to know. Well, I think that we're at the end of our show, Ron. I just wanted to mention one more time. On June 23rd, that's the Body Organ Rejuvenation Call. That's going to be Saturday, 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's $50, and that can be done as a donation on Ron's website. And that's all I got, Ron. Good night, everybody.
Hey, thank you. So I'll be sending out the codes on Friday for that particular event on Saturday. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, everyone. And this is how it works. You have to command your spirit out loud. So here's what we do. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. So you're taking the darkness of your thoughts and neutralizing them with your spirit energy in your heart, and then you won't be able to think because thinking is of darkness. So here we go. Dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So do this daily, maybe every hour, and tell your friends about it so they can be in peace. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Blessings.